Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the Gospel Truth broadcast. You're listening to Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we want to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love toward us. And thank you for everything that you've done for us. We are not worthy, but we praise and thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for the mercies that you bestowed upon us. I pray that you will help us to go through, help us to stand in these evil days, help us to endure temptations, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer, knowing that the day is nigh. Glory to God, we want to be ready when you call our name. Help us to seek to please you and to do your will. We pray that you look on us with compassion and mercy, and we pray that you will move everything out of our lives that is not like you. We want to be found holy and pure before you, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch us right now, Lord. Touch us while we're praying. Move in our lives the more. Make ways for us and open up doors. Oh, my God, we know that you're able, Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you will grant the petitions that have been sent up before you. We know thou art a deliverer. And we know that you can do all things and there's nothing too hard for you. You can do everything. We are looking to you today. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail, you cannot lie, and that you will do what you said you would do. Help us to commit our way unto you. Help us to be found in your word, O Lord. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Increase our faith where our faith is lacking and our faith is weak. We pray that you give us strength, O Lord, increase our faith. Help us to contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Look on your people everywhere. Touch and heal. Deliver, O Lord, all those who are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you will touch them, that you will bless, save, and heal, O Lord. Deliver, O Lord. We know thou art a deliverer, and we know you're able, Jesus. Fix every situation that's going on in our lives. Oh, my God, we are trusting in you today and taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on the youth today. You know them name by name. Touch them, oh, Lord. Give them a mind to want to be saved. Help them to turn their lives over to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you touch all of those who are going through bereavement. Lift the burdens of their hearts. Strengthen and encourage them. Take them through, O Lord. Help them to look to you. We know you're able today, O Lord. We pray that you look on every soul that has requested prayer. We know that thou art a prayer-answering God. We are trusting in you today to deliver, to save, to heal, and to forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on this broadcast and every listener that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch them, that you give them strength, that you will grant their petitions according to thy will. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for once again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And at this time, we want to announce, or praise the Lord, we want Sister Cheryl to read the opening scripture for us.
Amen. At this time, we're going to be reading the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 43rd number of Psalms. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my salvation. Thou dost Why dost thou cast ye off? Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, and God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harps will I praise thee, O my God. O God, my God, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Thank the Lord for the reading of the entire 43rd number of Psalms. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of his word. And at this time, I'd like to announce that we are scheduled to have our first year anniversary of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and it is to be scheduled to be on February 4th, 2023 at 1 p.m., and we are located at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. That is February 4th, which is on a Saturday, the first Saturday in February. And we are looking forward to having time in the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank the Lord. We are looking forward to having our first year anniversary. Praise the Lord. Can you please put your phones on mute? And I like to say we are scheduled to have our one-year anniversary of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And it is located in East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We invite you to come out and be with us in that service. It's scheduled for February 4th, which is the first Saturday in the month of February. The time is 1 p.m. We're looking forward to having a grand time in the Lord, so we welcome you to the service. Praise the Lord. We want to remember to pray for all of those who are on our prayer list. We may not call your names, but we thank God. Some of those who were listed on the prayer list, they have been healed. The Lord has delivered them, and they are doing well. And we are glad to announce that. I believe Marva is doing well. And Dee Dee Johansson, she has had her surgery. The Lord has healed her, and she's back on her feet. So we want to thank God for what he has done. And thank God for all of those claimed victory for their healing. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. Now at this time, we're going to get ready to hear the word of God. And this is a previously recorded message from today. And we hope that you will enjoy the word of God as it comes through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. Praise the Lord.
To get myself right with God. The longer we're down here, the more and you give them some money, they begging for food, begging for money. Amen. It's written. It's written in the book. Amen. God, I'm going to ask you about it. Amen. Amen. And you can tell me, yes, I did. Amen. Hallelujah. And so these are written down. Jesus, they come on up. And I'm going to take you further. Get on my way. Oh, my God. You have done well.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
After this, the judgment. Judge. Amen. And they will judge every man according to their work.
Amen.
And death and hell will cast into the lake of fire,
mm-hmm.
which is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life
mm-hmm.
was cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
Amen. Which is the second death.
Amen.
Amen. That's the second death.
Yes, it is.
That's why it's better to die down in the spiritual realm.
Yes.
Amen. Die to the world.
Yes.
Get off the world.
Yes.
And everything that the world has to offer.
Amen.
People are trying to hold on to the world.
Yes.
And hold on to God.
Yes.
But it is down to God.
Yes.
It is the one.
Yes.
Or not the other.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Is a jealous God.
Yes.
He is a
God.
Yes. And him only.
Yes.
He still will have no other God before me.
Amen.
So you can't serve God in Jesus.
Amen.
You can't serve God in the devil.
Amen.
The things of the world, let it go. Hallelujah, let it go.
Yes.
Some people say it don't take all of that. It don't matter what I do. It don't matter what I say. But I'm showing you in the word.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 The word of God is right.
It's right.
Amen. It is right.
Yeah.
Amen. 2 Corinthians. The 5th chapter and the 10th verse. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone
yes.
may receive the things done in his body
yes.
according to that he has done,
yes.
whether it be good or bad.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People want to call the preacher in the question.
Yes.
Why did you say that? Why did you say that?
Yes.
Well, you should have said that. You no, no, no. That preacher is preaching the word of God.
Yes.
It's God's word.
Yes.
It's not the preacher's word. People always try to justify themselves.
Yes.
But the word of God says,
yes.
stand on being justified by faith.
Yes.
We have peace with God.
Amen.
We don't have to justify ourselves.
Amen.
Follow the word of God. People say, I know the word of God. I've studied the word of God. I've read the word of God. But are you doing the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can know the word of God all you want. The devil know the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil know the word back and forth, forces back. Because he was out there with Jesus.
Amen.
He was out there.
Understand.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't open your understanding. never shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate into the city. For without a dog, the sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loves to make it a lie, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit said, and the Spirit and the bride said, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is a thirst, and whosoever will let him take the water freely. Amen. And the Bible says, for I testify, the 18th verse reads, for I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of the words of this book. If any man shall add unto these things,
forever on you. No, his mercy won't run out on you.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
dream dreams. The old man would see visions. Hallelujah, but I'm going to pour it out.
Yes.
On your handmade.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God poured it out that day.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Amen. But that's what we got to do. Go back and wait for the promise of the Father.
Right.
Amen. Live like the devil all your life. Amen. And then come and say you saved. That's all right. That's all right. According to your faith, be it unto you. But you need to call on Jesus.
Yeah.
And let him manifest himself.
Yeah.
Amen. Let a manifestation come forth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it won't be done in no corner.
Amen.
Let God manifest himself. And everybody is going to know that you showed up God the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. It ain't gonna be done in no corner. You got people going home and coming back and saying, I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But when they was in the church and they was being carried with them, preaching the Baptist, the missionary came with them. They called on Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. And they go on back home because they heard what the preacher said. And they come back and say, I got them. I was down in my basement. Thank you.
Jesus, Isaiah 5:14-16. Amen. Amen. Isaiah, fifth chapter, 14.
Therefore, hell has enlarged herself.
Hell has enlarged herself.
And opened her mouth without measure.
Her mouth without measure. Why? Because don't nobody want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to do their own thing. They say they want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want the Holy Ghost. Everybody is going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But they're partying. They're drinking. They're smoking.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting up. They're lying. They're deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Deceiving one another. Hallelujah. Deceiving the government.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Always wearing something to try to get so much.
Amen.
Read.
Therefore, hell has enlarged herself.
Therefore, hell has enlarged herself.
And their glory,
and their glory,
and their multitude,
and their multitude,
and their pomp,
and their pomp,
and he that rejoices,
and he that rejoices,
shall be sent into it,
shall be sent into it,
and the mean man shall be brought,
and the mean man, that's a mean man, mad men, bad walk, I'll hunt, and I'll pop, and I'll beat you down.
And the mean man shall be brought down,
and the mean man shall be brought down,
and the mighty man shall be humbled,
and the mighty man shall be humbled,
and the eyes of the lofty shall be
humbled. Of the lofty shall be humble.
But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment.
But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment.
And God that is holy,
and God that is holy,
shall be sanctified in righteousness.
Shall be sanctified in righteousness. Amen.
One more scripture,
Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and the 14th verse.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
With every secret thing.
With every secret thing.
Whether it be good.
Whether it be good.
Or whether it be evil.
Or whether it be evil.
Amen.
Amen. After this, the judgment.
Amen.
Amen. Judgment day is coming.
Yes, it
is. Amen. It's best to get it right now.
Amen.
We don't know when our last time will be.
Amen.
We don't know when death is going to call our name.
Amen.
Amen. But it's certainly going to call.
Amen.
Amen. If you look around, they're dying younger and younger.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Younger and younger.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said judgment must first begin at the house of God.
Amen.
And if it first begin at the house of God, wherefore the sinner may appear.
Amen.
Amen. He ain't standing a chance.
Amen.
Amen. Is the saint going to be judged?
Amen.
Amen. What about you?
Amen.
Amen. What about you? Amen. I thank God for his word.
Amen. Continue to pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful, anointed message coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds. She preached under the anointing, and the Lord sent his word, and this was truly a judgment message. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Glory to God. We're going to have to tell him whether we did good or whether we did bad. We still will have to tell God. We thank God for that word. There may be somebody out in radio land that heard this word tonight, but you want to make a change. You want to turn from the way that you've been going, and you want to start seeking the Lord and calling on the name of Jesus. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Glory to God. The word of God say, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as did the day of provocation. Glory to God. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out for you. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you look on the messenger. Help her to continue to preach your gospel. Help her to go everywhere, teaching it, teaching the word of God. Help her, Jesus. Anoint her the more. Bless and make way for her. Open up doors for her, oh Lord, that she may do your will. Bless her in a special way. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on every listener. I pray that you touch in a special way. Look on every soul, every mind. Help somebody to turn from their way. Help them to give their life unto you. Help them to seek your call on your name. Help them to repent of their sins while they have a chance. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. Touch and bless right now, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save somebody, Lord. Save that soul that has gone astray. Save that soul that has backslidden. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. Save to the uttermost. Deliver, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you are a way maker. Oh, my God, have mercy right now, oh, Lord. Blot out of transgression. Let sins be forgiven. Help somebody, oh Lord, to turn from their way and give their life unto you before it is too late. We know that you're able, oh Lord. Oh my God, touch right now. Touch, Lord Jesus. Break up that stony heart. Help somebody to cry out unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, my God, those who have left and turned their back on you. Oh, my God, guide them back to the house of God where the word of God is surely being preached. We pray that you touch, oh, Lord, that you will save them to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, those who are weak and without strength, we pray that you look on them with mercy and compassion. Touch them right now. Give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Increase their faith. Help them to look to you, trust in you, and take you at your word. You're able to deliver, Lord. You're able, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. All those who are carrying heavy burdens, we know that thou art a burden bearer. Lift the burden, O Lord. Help them to cast their burden upon you, for you care for them. Have mercy, O Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch right now, O Lord. Change that heart, O Lord. Change that mind, O Lord. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Help them to seek your face in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now for what you've done. We thank you for your word that you sent. Oh, my God, your word is precious. Help us to take your word in. Help us, oh, Lord, to receive it with gladness. Help us today, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you bless us. And look on this, every listener on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for sending your word. We thank you for the messenger. We pray that you continue to bless. Continue to send your word. Help us, Jesus, to be thankful unto you. And bless your holy name. Help us to give thanks unto you in the name of Jesus, for thou art worthy, and your name is worthy to be praised. We give glory and honor unto thee. Continue to go with us and stand by us. We will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for that powerful message. Then Cynthia preached under the anointing, and I enjoyed the word of God. I accept the word of God because God's word is true whether we accept it or not. It's true all by itself. She covered a lot of ground. I'm telling you, the word of God is right, and somebody is wrong. We thank God for his precious word at this time. If there's any evangelists on the line or someone who would like to give remarks, you may do so at this time. God bless you. If not, we thank God for everyone that is on the line. And once again, we thank God for this beautiful message that has come before us. I tell you, I just thank God for what he is doing, for how he's blessing. And we want to encourage you to continue to listen in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We are here every Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. If you'd like to be a part of this broadcast, you could dial 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. Feel free to tune in day night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. If you'd like to be on the guest calling line, you can dial 563-999-3511. We would be glad to have you, and we thank God for you, for all of those of you who tuned in on tonight. We hope you have gained something from the Word of God. And if that's all, and we also want to remind you that on February the 4th, which is the first Saturday in February, we are scheduled to have our one-year anniversary at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission located at 18 East Center Street, and that's Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096, and that it would be 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th. Feel free to come and visit with us and enjoy the Lord with us on this one-year anniversary. Praise the Lord. And if that's all, we thank you once again, and we say God bless you and good night.